saying the key word, Medicare Help.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
Creator and curator of AppleRankings.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In case you missed the big announcement, KPR emerged victorious from the radio rivalry. We earned more points for having more donors in our little mini competition, trying to see who would step up, make a pledge, earn us a point in our competition. Anyway, Kansas Public Radio won. We played Home on the Range. They're apparently going to play Home on the Range on KBIA tomorrow morning during Morning Edition. Anyway, thanks to absolutely everyone who participated. It was a lot of fun, made all the sweeter because we won. But first and foremost, thank you for supporting Kansas Public Radio.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we'll learn about a big settlement for the Murdoch family. There had been an internal sort of war amongst the family. What direction would the Murdoch publications go in after Rupert Murdoch eventually dies? We'll tell you all about it. Plus, the latest on a big attack on Gaza, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Emporia. It's 6:20.
Considered from NPR News.
World leaders are gathering for the United Nations General Assembly, and there are big questions about the future of the UN's finances. President Trump is warning of cuts to U.S. contributions.
It's got great potential, and based on the potential, we'll continue to go along with it, but they got to get their act together.
The future role of the U.S. at the UN, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From 5 to 9, get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
News headlines are up next at 6:30.
Trump called for more data about the shots and comes as many people are having a harder time getting vaccinated because of new federal restrictions on who's eligible. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Well, we're expecting more data on inflation as well as the job market later this week. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing Democratic Governor Laura Kelly in a dispute over food assistance data. A federal agency has requested information from Kansas and other states about recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kelly's administration has refused, citing privacy concerns. Now Kobach is asking a state judge to force Kelly's administration to turn over the data. In a press conference today, Kobach said withholding the information violates federal and state law.
It was set up this way to ensure that there's not fraud and abuse in this massive welfare program, which the federal government created and the states administer.
Kelly's administration says the state could risk legal liability for sharing the data. Late in the day, the governor's office issued a statement in response to that press conference, saying in part that her office has not yet received a copy of the lawsuit. If you'd like to see the whole statement, we have a link to it on our website. Just go to news headlines, find the story on the Kobach lawsuit. An organization that preserves Kansas and Missouri history by supporting rural museums and Civil War sites finally received its federal funding after 6 months of waiting. Johnny Slaughterbach of Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area says the $500,000 of funding was already allocated to the organization, but the Trump administration set it aside for review. It was finally released this month, just weeks before the end of the fiscal year when it would have expired. Slaughterbach says it's unclear why it was withheld, and the waiting put the organization in a precarious position.
We're unsure whether or not we'd be able to operate much longer beyond January next year.
He says federal lawmakers from Missouri and Kansas helped secure the funding and are trying to ensure it's not withheld in the future. The first World Cup ticket sales will begin this week for soccer fans in Kansas City and worldwide, Hallie Jackson reports.
Between September 10th and 19th, Visa cardholders can enter a lottery for the chance to buy tickets starting October 1st. They'll be able to buy for all 104 World Cup matches, including the six at Arrowhead Stadium. Team matchups will be announced in December. Prices will start at $60 for group stage games and rise for later matches. And many outlets, including ESPN, report that FIFA will use dynamic pricing, meaning ticket costs could fluctuate over time. Additional lotteries are also planned, and exclusive hospitality packages are already available. I'm Hallie Jackson.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of rain, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high in the lower 80s. It's 6:35.
It's All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The Manson Family Trials, Muhammad Ali, and the 1966 Topeka Tornado. I'm Bill Curtis, and these are just a few moments from my time in journalism, told in my new book, Whirlwind. My life reporting the news. Join me for the book's debut on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too, all around the state. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Stay tuned. We do still have a little bit of All Things Considered left coming up at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations. We have news from NPR, followed by Stardate, then an hour of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next we have This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering two Yoga Basics series starting September 7th and 9th. Yoga Basics teaches the families of poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 73 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of rain. Slight chance of storms after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Think to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Focus Features, presenting Downton Abbey, the grand finale, concluding the story of the Crawley family. This motion picture event can be experienced in theaters this Friday. From the University of Maryland Libraries, home to the NPR archives, dedicated to preserving the history of public broadcasting and serving researchers around the world. More at lib.umd.edu. From Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Running late in the morning? It happens. You can still start your day feeling pulled together. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. That includes tomorrow, and Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay tuned. Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then an hour of music with Destiny. Lots of great music coming your way tonight here on KPR. There is a 50% chance of rain tonight, slight chance of storms after midnight. We're expecting a low in the upper 50s. There's a slight chance of showers tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. The time is 7:01, and the news is next. This is KPR.